This is Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM. I'm Adam, and our guest today is Sarah Koski with Lane County COAD. Welcome.
Adam, thank you so much for having me.
Let's begin with your mission. What is it, and how are you going about achieving it?
Love for Lane County is really unique in the sense that we are the collective volunteer branch of the church. So we have many different things that we do. We distribute furniture. We give medical rides for those in need. We work with the unsheltered, the unhoused. We work up the McKenzie with the wildfire survivors and long-term recovery, as well as dealing with a lot of the work that we do is with something called the Lane County COAD, which is the Community Organizations Active in Disaster. And what I like about Love for Lane County is we have about 120 nonprofit agencies that we work with on a day-to-day basis through our call center to triage some of the biggest needs in town. Right now, some of the biggest needs that we see are hydration and support of the unhoused, and that's what we've been doing right now.
And it's very much needed with the heat wave we've been having, and a lot of people just don't have a place that they can go to keep cool.
Well, and we're really honored. So what I really like about a COAD is it's all sorts of different agencies, whether you're a nonprofit, a mutual aid agency, a church, we all come together for the collective good. So the county, their emergency response team asked the COAD, hey, how can you help with the unsheltered? Food for Lane County provided water and electrolytes. Willamette Christian Center and Ark of Lane County provided the space. Carry It Forward, Heather Saliki has been amazing in running what we call the incident command or the command of this whole project. I've been working on connecting and doing a little bit of the public information and bringing together those who are actually out on the streets distributing water. We're talking Black Thistle Street Aid, Occupy Medical, St. Vincent de Paul, even the Lane Community College Office of Public Safety was out. All sorts of different organizations working together for a common cause.
And can you tell us about the different kinds of programs you offer to those who are both housed and unhoused, or do you offer any?
So a lot of the work that we do at Love for Lane County is volunteerism, and we connect churches to ways to get outside the four walls of the church and outside of the pews and really get into the trenches of the community. For example, we work with St. Vincent de Paul when someone is in their dawn-to-dawn shelter and is just on a cot, and then they work with Housing for Good or Homes for Good to get a location. We provide the furniture to those individuals to house their new location. We provide services and resources through churches and other community partners to help people get back on their feet. Sometimes it's even as simple as going to the gas station and getting a gas card for them so they can get from one location to another. It never in a single day, Adam, is it ever the same for us? And that's what we love.
Do you have any events coming up?
Well, there's so many things that we're looking at. So with Love for Lane County, we have events. We bring in the community. We just moved to an office at Willamette Christian Center. So in November, we're going to have an open house and a community celebration. But what I really want to focus on is the Lane County COAD. And the events that we have right now, we have activations where our partners are out connecting with the unsheltered and unhoused, making sure that they're well taken care of, that they're protected, that they're hydrated, that they have access to safety and resources. We have other COAD partners right now in Oak Ridge and in Pleasant Hill, manning cleaner air shelters, making sure that evacuation routes and different ways of connecting with the community out there is working. We even have partners that are working strategically with the long-term recovery of the McKenzie, whether it be the upper McKenzie or the lower McKenzie, on emotional and spiritual care support. And one thing that we really do here at Love for Lane County is we have an active call center where not only our nonprofit agency partners, but the community can call in.
What are ways that we can help in your efforts?
Wow. Well, a lot of different ways. When it comes to rebuilding, specifically with the McKenzie, we have a lot of partners. It's never about us, especially with Love for Lane County. You know, we don't do it for the fundraising or the fund drives. We like to make sure that funding goes directly to the communities affected. So, for example, there are funds through United Way or projects that we're doing. The Lane County COAD, we are always looking for more members. If you know of somebody who's working in a nonprofit or a church or even a business that wants to activate or volunteer at emergency shelters or things like that, reach out. You can always connect with us on Facebook. It's Love for Lane County or Lane County Community Organizations Active in Disaster. You can Google both of them. But one thing that we're really excited for, Adam, and especially this is going to be a joint partnership with St. Vincent de Paul and Love for Lane County, is in November, we are going to start collecting and sourcing old Christmas decorations that people don't want in their homes, and then creating in Blue River a winter wonderland. Because their main tree had burned down, and we had seen that a lot of the rural communities rally around celebrations, and we want to make this a Christmas for them to remember. So any area affected by fire, whether it be coming up soon or last year, we're going to decorate the entire town. So if you have Christmas decorations, if you're interested in any sort of project, distributing water to those in need, reach out. We're happy to find you a place.
And where can we go if we have additional questions or seek more information?
You can always reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Loves Lane. I am also available through our website at www.loveforlanecounty.org, all spelled out. Or you can find us on all social media channels. We have a call center at Love for Lane County that you can call even if you just have a question, need support, or to reach me directly. And that number is 541-653-8537.
And one final question, just in general, what do you hope our listeners take away from our conversation today?
That there's nothing too small that doesn't help this community. I mean, the thing that we love about the Willamette Valley and Lane County, and especially Eugene, is that we're so communal, right? We pride ourselves on these country fairs and the fact that we aren't part of the status quo, right? And in doing that, sometimes we don't think that a little act of kindness or even a smile when you're looking at somebody next to you in your next lane in the car, how much of a dramatic effect that can have in this community. So you can always volunteer, you can always give funds, but my biggest thing that I want to leave with is do something each day to make yourself feel better, and do something and find a way each day to just spread a little bit of positivity and love into this community.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Adam, such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sarah Koski is the Executive Director for Love for Lane County and the Chair of the Lane County COAD. This has been Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM.